In Cairo, now we're turning to Syria, where militants have withdrawn from a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Damascus under a deal with Palestinian factions. Palestinian fighters have been deployed to prevent the entry of any gunmen after most insurgents left the Yarmouk camp. Now a Palestinian delegation is set to tour it soon to make sure that all militants have left. Bomb disposal experts will also be sent there following the tour to defuse all explosives and mines before humanitarian aid is allowed in. Thousands of civilians have been trapped in Yarmouk since the Syrian army laid a siege on the camp after fighting broke out between opponents and supporters of the Syrian government there. Well, the nearly seven-month blockade caused famine, claiming over 100 lives. Crossing over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, good to see you. Please fill us in on this latest situation, what's going on, especially with the Yarmouk Palestinian camp.
Yes, Marzia, as you have just been saying, there was a delegation representing representatives, consisting of representatives of the 14 Syria-based Palestinian factions. This delegation actually entered El Yarmouk refugee camp yesterday with facilitations provided by the Syrian government. The delegation toured the main streets of El Yarmouk refugee camp to verify and make sure that the foreign fighters who were inside the camp have retreated and left the camp, meaning Al-Nusra Front, the Al-Qaeda Al-Nusra Front, and a group calling itself Ibn Taymiyyah. Those two groups are foreign groups, foreign fighters who were fighting inside El Yarmouk refugee camp and occupying the camp, actually, since December 2012. The delegation toured the camp yesterday. The first item of the initiative signed between the Palestinian factions in Syria and the Palestinian fighters inside the camp is that those armed men, the foreigners, would retreat. Now, the Palestinian armed men who are still inside the camp and who signed this initiative will make sure that this initiative continues to be implemented on ground. And they are now spread on Al-Talatin Street and other streets that border the camp to make sure that those foreign fighters will not attack or enter El Yarmouk refugee camp again, as the aim, Marzia, is to secure the camp and have the people who were displaced because of those armed men re-enter to their houses and to their apartments, and for aid to be delivered to inside the camp, as there are still thousands trapped inside. Now, the second item on this initiative is that the roads would be opened, humanitarian aid would be delivered, and the Syrian government has made it clear that it is going to provide all the facilitations for the Palestinian factions to make this initiative a success. Nevertheless, we have to mention here that only 5 days ago, after the initiative was signed, some fighters from the so-called Islamic State from Iraq and the Levant, who are Al-Qaeda-linked, entered and kidnapped some civilians. However, after that, the delegation entered, and it seems up till this moment the initiative is holding.
Okay, and overall, Mohammed Ali, in general in Syria today, as far as any other offensive in dealing with the government troops, can you fill us in on, besides Yarmouk refugee camp, just in general situation in Syria?
Yes, Marzia, the Syrian government forces continue to advance. The recent reports that we have just received only 30 minutes ago say that the Syrian army was able to regain control of an area called Sheikh Najjar. This area is in Aleppo countryside. It is northeast of Aleppo, and this is a very strategic area as it is close to the industrial zone of the city. This, according to reports up till the moment, that the Syrian army were able to regain this area, the control of this area, after fighting with the armed men. This is in Aleppo. Of course, in Damascus, there are also some developments. There are parts of Damascus that continues to witness reconciliations between the Syrian government and the Syrian fighters, the Syrian armed men. For example, Babila, Beit Sahem are now just another example for such a reconciliation. There will be a ceasefire, there will be humanitarian aid entered, there will be no fighting again, just like Barzi and Mu'addamiyah. So you can see that there are areas that continue to witness such reconciliations and ceasefire. Nevertheless, other areas where there are still foreign fighters and Qaeda-linked ones, such as Yabrud, there are still fighting happening over there. The battle for Yabrud in the northern countryside of Damascus continues. We're expecting to hear in the coming 48 hours more fighting happening there. The fighting would be intensifying over there, according to the sources we're hearing, because the Syrian government made it clear that it is going to continue fighting until regaining control of Yabrud. Okay. which is the last main stronghold of the militants in the northern countryside of Damascus.
Thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press Vue correspondent on the ground, Mohammed Ali.